Tom Cargill in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast going to be partly sunny for a time this morning. More clouds and some rain developing this afternoon. We'll have a high around 42 degrees for today. Kenosha right now with fog, 33. In Burlington, it is 34. Milwaukee, 34. And 33 degrees in Racine. Foggy all around southeast Wisconsin, so please drive with caution this morning. Former Chrysler engine plant site in Kenosha, which continues to be ready for future development, the scene of some kind of a workplace incident which factored into the death of a worker. Kenosha Police Chief Dan Miskin is confirming the death of a 32-year-old man, but is providing little else in terms of information at this point. Says the man left the site, then died later at a hospital. Chief McInnes says the U.S. Occupational Safety and Health Administration has been called in to investigate the circumstances. Racine-based contractor A.W. Oakes has been working at the Chrysler engine plant site under a cleanup contract with the city of Kenosha. It is unknown if that worker was with the Oakes company. Two Racine County Board committees at a joint meeting last evening recommend approval of a proposed $4.65 million loan to Incinerator for the construction of a new company headquarters in Mount Pleasant. Funding for the loan, if it's approved by the full county board, will come from the county's reserves and perhaps involve some borrowing, according to County Executive Jonathan Delagrave. Laura Million is Racine County Economic Development Corporation Business Development Manager. She told supervisors that Incinerator won't have to pay back the loan if it maintains 170 jobs at the new facility with an average salary of $85,000, that for a six-year period.
They want a facility that they can retain their workforce for their professional positions. And so what they're presenting tonight is their plan allows them to do that. It elevates their branding image for the corporation, but also in Racine County. So it's in a very prominent location.
Incinerator President Chad Severson said that the need for added manufacturing space at the 21st Street facility in the city kind of sparked the process of finding a site for a new headquarters building. The Executive Committee and the Finance and Human Resources Committees both voting unanimously to recommend approval of the loan to the full county board. Coming up on Monday night, the Mount Pleasant Village Board is scheduled to vote on a $600,000 grant to Incinerator for the new facility to be built at Highways 20 and V. Construction bids will be going out this morning for the Shalom Center's new facility on 39th Avenue in Kenosha. That after last night's approval by the City Council of a conditional use permit for the new homeless shelter. The executive director of the group is Lynn Beast Carroll. She told the alderman nearly $500,000 has been raised now to fund that project.
That is almost entirely individual contributions, small business contributions, and pledges of cash support, not down the road support, cash support.
Beast Carroll also said that a local bank has offered the organization a $1 million loan if necessary.
I don't think anybody wants to see the Shalom Center service the debt on a commercial loan, but we have just received notice from one of the local banks that they will write a loan if we need it.
Conditional use permit for the new Shalom Center facility approved unanimously. Beast Carroll says it's expected the new facility will be open by the end of July. A company called Passport, which does mobile payment platforms for parking around the country, the recommendation of the Racine Transit and Parking Commission for a contract to provide the mobile phone pay capabilities so that people are requesting these days instead of having to physically feed parking meters. City purchasing agent Kathy Casper explaining that Passport was picked out of three RFP responses by a review committee.
We felt they were the most qualified organization to provide the services that we are looking for. So we are looking for permission to move forward to negotiate and contract with Passport.
No specific dollar amount for the contract, though, to be negotiated. Casper telling WRJN News the goal is to get the deal done by spring so that the additional mobile device meter pay options are in place for increased tourism, though nickels and dimes and quarters will also still work. A Racine man with a history of driving problems in jail on a probation hold after being charged with one felony and three misdemeanors for a January 13th pursuit of his speeding vehicle for almost 2 miles. 40-year-old Matt Cato had an arrest warrant that a patrolling officer discovered while running the license plate of a car at Highway 31 and 4 Mile Road. The stop included Cato being told he was under arrest. The charging document says he drove away, got to a top speed of 93 miles per hour before stopping at Highway 31 and Northwestern Avenue. Aside from the traffic charges, Cato also allegedly had marijuana in his possession. He's scheduled back in court January the 25th. A Union Grove woman accused of shooting her husband during an argument in their home, bound over for trial following a preliminary hearing in Racine County Court. 41-year-old Phyllis Medea is accused of first-degree reckless endangerment of safety, first-degree reckless injury for allegedly shooting her husband Conrad back on December 27th. Court documents have a witness telling police the two were pushing each other during this argument. After telling her child to pack because they were going to a hotel for the night, Conrad Medea allegedly punched his wife in the face. She's accused of then picking up a gun and shooting him. Phyllis Medea scheduled back in court on March the 24th for a pretrial conference. A Kenosha police officer facing charges for allegedly punching a doctor involved in a romantic relationship with his estranged wife while on duty, supported by members of the local NAACP at last night's city council meeting, also condemning one of the aldermen in a recent public call for the officer's immediate termination. Without specifically naming Alderman Kevin Matheson, the group's vice president, Gregory Bennett, said perhaps that alderman ought to resign for failing to live up to his own oath of office.
We are all afforded due process under the Constitution when accused of crimes or misdeeds. The alderman's rush to judgment in this case is shameful and appears to be grandstanding for his own purposes without regard for the rights of others. Perhaps he should consider resigning as an alderman, now that he has demonstrated that he cannot or will not uphold the oath he swore to upon taking office.
Alderman Matheson, after the meeting, said he never tried to interfere with the due process, but just felt his opinion should be known by the police chief. The chief says he'll make his recommendation to the Police and Fire Commission only after a thorough internal investigation is complete. Officer Kendall West, currently on administrative leave, scheduled in court Friday for a preliminary hearing. The charges: battery, disorderly conduct, and misconduct in public office. City of Burlington's main baseball field, named after one-time major leaguer Ginger Beaumont, who many believe ought to be in the Hall of Fame, is in for some upgrades to the protective netting and the backstop. During this week's Common Council Committee of the Whole, Public Works Director Jim Burglis noted problems with the netting last year allowed a couple of foul balls to get out and break some windshields on Milwaukee Avenue.
The trees had hit the netting over the year, and last year we were not financially, it wasn't budgeted to be replaced last year. So the city has baseball 2000 seat quotes, which are in your packet tonight. They sought all three different vendors for new netting. And they've also, with the engineering, they're moving the netting closer in, which will help prevent extra fall balls.
Burglar said the total cost will be almost $66,000. City's operating maintenance partner, Baseball 2000, going to repay 25% over 5 years or less, like they did with the deal on improved lighting. Once approved by the Burlington Council at their next meeting, work will begin in February on the netting and the backstop, completion by the start of the upcoming baseball season. And the Racine Zoo's got a new resident, now on public display.
Naka, the Imura tiger, has been in quarantine at the zoo since her arrival in December. During that time, she's been slowly introduced to the zoo's other tiger, Anya. Teresa Donarski, the zoo's curator of conservation and animal care, notes that tigers are solitary animals in the wild, and females would not live together, but she says living and rotating in dens and exhibits is something they should quickly get used to. Naka weighs about 260 pounds and consumes 10 pounds of meat a day. The Imura tiger is the largest cat in the world and is critically endangered in the wild. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
WRJN.com. That's our webpage. That's where we keep our newscast in podcast form throughout the day. Check it out in the local news section. At WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.